Welcome again to another KC DJ Unique show. Today is going to be one of them days I feel like just playing some, you know, some Latin grooves, you know what I mean? I know y'all probably like, hey man, this Negro was playing some Latin percussion. Well, check this out. You know, I started playing around with bongos and congos and timbales and cowbells back in at least 1979, man. I remember when the first Sugar Hill Records was coming out and they had the Disco Dream on Sugar Hill Records, and they was playing some of the Latin percussions along with the mix. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go back and check out that Disco Dream on the Mean Machine. You know, rapping in Espanol and all that kind of stuff, man. So, man, I just felt like playing some Latin grooves today. You know? I always did like it, man. You know? I done seen so many bongo players and so many congo players in different groups back in the day when they used to let them shine. You know what I'm saying? Like when War came out, man, War was getting down on the timbales, man. That Santana was bad too, man. I dig some Santana. You know what I mean? So, you know, y'all gonna have to excuse the mix. I overgated it. And I don't feel like doing it all over again right about now. You know, y'all, when I put these together, I really try to put them together so that a person can play along with it. You know what I mean? That's the whole reason I put it together. Hopefully y'all can dig it. Shouts go out to everybody down in the Caribbean. Now, when I was mixing this, I was really, this came from another type of Latin type of groove, and then I just took another, like a the keyboard pattern of a Latin groove, and I mixed those together, and this is what you get. trying to mix in different styles of music. To an end of this, and like I said before, man, I've always loved Latin percussion and some good Latin grooves, man. It's nice listening to other types of music, you know what I mean, different rhythms and all that type of stuff.
Thank you.